before we begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. In Volume 3, we are going to explore your interest in women's nightwear. In Volume 1 and 2, we got to know each other, and you now have a fantasy boyfriend who is a mirror of the real person you may have as your own lover someday. I want you to feel okay with having a boyfriend if you choose, but I don't want you to be a man whore doing dangerous and stupid things. We are only on this earth once. Don't screw it up. Let us begin. Close your eyes tightly and relax. Keep your eyes closed and let your mind settle into quietness and only let my voice in. Relax and don't allow any other activity in your mind. Only my voice is important because you will only hear my words. Control your breathing and relax. Become disconnected from your thoughts. I want you to enter a state of absolute mental quiet. I want your mind to be a plain blank space with no thoughts at all. You will only allow my voice to enter this blank space and you will only hear my voice. Let yourself become still and quiet and allow your thoughts to vanish as you settle into trance. Allow yourself to sink into this quiet place. Let my voice become your thoughts. You have no thoughts of your own, my voice takes their place. You are safe here with me. I want you to imagine that you are lying on a big soft satin pillow. As you imagine the softness of this pillow, you will feel a loss of sensation come over you. You will feel as if you are floating on a cloud that is so soft you enter it and experience the sensual softness of this cloud. When you are inside, you are only aware of a dim light passing through it. The world's noises and distractions become meaningless. My voice is the only thing that means anything to you. You will let your mind be absolutely still. You will let no outside sounds enter. You are aware of my voice. My voice will carry my words directly into your subconscious. Your subconscious will replace your thoughts with those delivered by my voice. Feel your muscles relax as the soft envelope of dim light wraps around you. Be at peace with being motionless and limp. Be at peace with my voice speaking into your subconscious. The more you relax, the easier it is. When your mind is completely still, your subconscious is open. As you drift softly in your warm sensual cloud, my words drift into you as your subconscious absorbs and organizes them. You have come to me to help you become a better, more sexual person. Together we are going to reorganize your confused thoughts about sexuality. Your secrets are safe with me. As my voice enters your subconscious, you will become motionless and limp. My voice carries a silent message into your subconscious. We will see to it that those gay thoughts will no longer make you feel guilty. Every word I say is now entering your subconscious. Your conscious thought has stopped so as to let your subconscious learn new lessons. As you float on the soft cotton pillow, you are all alone except for my voice. My voice has become your deepest thoughts. You have no need for any other thoughts. You want to be attractive to your boyfriend. You do not need to hear what I am saying. I am speaking to your subconscious. Listen closely to my every word as you go deeper into trance and experience perfect comfort and peacefulness as my words enter. Everything I say is going directly into your subconscious, where you will learn new ways to respond to sexual things. You don't need to remember one sentence to the next. Your subconscious mind is organizing them. Every word will enter your subconscious where they are absorbed and processed for when a stimulus calls upon them. You need to listen to each word, but you won't need to remember them. They are simply passing through on their way to your subconscious. You will remain in deep trance as I speak. The deeper you go, the better. The more times you listen, the easier it is. Sink deeply into silent trance. Undisturbed. With only my voice. My voice is your thought. Only my voice exists. There is only you. Your subconscious. And me. You will continue to allow your subconscious mind to absorb every word I say. You must trust me. You secrets are safe with me. You will remain in trance until I wake you. If you are gay, I want you to be a gay man with class and discretion. I want you to be in a loving, respectful gay relationship. Millions of men are making love to each other and enjoying it immensely. There is no reason to be ashamed of being gay or bisexual. It goes on a lot. You just don't hear much about it. We don't need the world to know. Only you and I need to know so you can be honest with yourself. Don't be timid around your gay lover. Be relaxed and secure and loving. Touch him, kiss him, caress him. You belong to each other. You are in a relationship you should be in. When you act gay around your boyfriend, he picks up on your sexual energy. Your sexual energy lets him know you are available. And it tells him you will not reject him. Your sexual energy tells him that you want to have sex with him whenever you can. It is all okay. You know that we know each other very well now from Volume 1 and 2. Your secrets are safe with me. We both know that you are always thinking about your lover and sucking his cock. As a matter of fact, if your boyfriend were to ask you to suck his cock right this minute, you would happily drop to your knees and start sucking his cock without hesitation. So let's go deeper into the relationship. You are an unselfish lover who will strive to satisfy all of his needs regardless of what they are. You want him to satisfy your needs too. You love the feeling of him touching your butt. That is a privilege he has earned. He is the only man you let touch your ass. He is the only man who can touch you anywhere he wants. I want you to think of lovemaking and passion as if it were a Broadway play. The costumes make the mood. There is no reason to feel abnormal doing something you and your lover enjoy. That is what lovers do to stay together. In fact, you are thrilled with the sexy nighty he picked out for you. After all, we know you will suck your lover's cock anytime he wants you to, so what is the harm in putting on a nighty for him? You know you will do it. It will make you feel sexy. It's not like you are wearing a dress to the store. You are his fantasy too. It's just a costume he wants you to wear. Obviously, we both know you are submissive around masculine men who interest you. Also, we both know you are sexually intimidated by men. You will not worry about it. It is normal and quite healthy. It is what it is, and you are what you are. What better way to show him how important he is to you by wearing the things he buys for you? You accept that there are times when you need to be submissive. Those are times when you need to be soft and lovable. You will learn to be flexible and loose. You will learn to make your muscle tone vanish so you will feel more delicate and weak when he holds you. You will be soft and lovable because that is what he needs from you. You share each other's love of sexual role playing. You will act cute and girly for your boyfriend because you know he loves it when you do that. You will be his fantasy lover, especially if that means you need to be a bit feminine for him. You will be feminine for him if that is what he wants. We both know you are still very shy about your fantasies. He wants you to be sexy and lovable and squeezable and kissable. You will gladly be that. You are glad to be sexy fantasy boy because it is the right thing to do. You will gladly embrace his fantasies as your own. I am empowering you to feel the things you always wanted to feel but were taught they were wrong. You will suck his cock and enjoy the pleasure of giving pleasure. I am empowering you to feel pleasure as his cock responds to your expert oral skills. You will allow yourself to be gay and enjoy the pleasant sexual feelings you have denied yourself. You are no longer going to be intimidated by those feelings. You will give yourself permission to feel again. There is nothing holding you back from being the sexual person you are. You are free to be gay. You will feel no more guilt. I am empowering you to be proud of yourself whenever you make him climax. You will feel no more guilt. Instead, you will be aroused at the thought of wearing sexy clothes because you have always wanted to do that but were afraid. You accept that your attractiveness to your man is because you can be sexy, girly, and fun. These are all things you already know about yourself. Now you will not be afraid. When you are with your lover, you won't feel guilty about wearing a nightie or panties because it is sexy and fun. When you are with your boyfriend, your sexy clothes get him aroused. You love that because he will want to take you to bed. You will feel warm and happy inside when you think about wearing girly things for him. Like lacy panties and sexy nighties. Provocative garter belts with sexy stockings. Camisoles and silky half bras. Of course you are not a girl, he's not with you because you're a girl. Your costume is a part of your boyfriend's fantasy. You are his sexy, lovely, gay boyfriend. Besides, don't worry. It is just fabric. It's just fantasy. You will no longer feel shame from thinking about wearing them. You will enjoy feeling excitement when you see them in the store. Getting familiar with them is a special little part of your sexuality. It is a playful secret between the three of us. When you wear lingerie and act all cute and flirty, he wants sex with you even more. You will blush with passion when he wants to have sex with you. It is okay to shave your pubic hair if you want. You will make a cute landing strip just for him. You will shave your legs and underarms, too. We both know you have always wanted to do that. It's just hair. It will grow back if you let it. Of course, it's okay if you want to paint your toenails. No one will see them but you and your boyfriend. You are free to be you. You will do these things because you are sexy. You want to be smooth and sexy because he likes you that way and that makes you feel sexy too. When you feel sexy, it is because you are sexy. You love to see his hungry gaze wander over your sexy body with lust in his eyes. You are powerless when he beckons you. We know once you may have been shy about him seeing you in the nightie he bought you. But you are not shy anymore. The lights are dim and he only sees his lover. You no longer care about being judged. You will cast off your inhibitions and celebrate your freedom. You will show off and be as sexy as you want. You will dress like you want. You will walk like you want. You will allow yourself to be as uninhibited and kinky as you wish. You will have sex how you wish. You will moan with lust as loud as you want. You will embrace your sexuality without shame or denial. You will love to be flirty and wiggle your cute butt because you know he loves it. You will gladly put on your pretty girly things for him. It's just fabric. You and I are going to visit your boyfriend at a special place. All you are going to be wearing is your nightie and the matching panties. As we drive along the highway, the hum of the engine deepens your trance, allowing my voice to go deeper into your subconscious. All you are aware of is the mist gradually increasing on the road. The yellow line disappears in the mist ahead. The hum of the engine increases the importance of the words entering your subconscious. As we arrive, you will see that the building is hard to see because it is shrouded in mist. I walk you to the door and lead you in. The mist is so thick you can hardly see the walls. We know he is in here, but the mist obscures everything. You told me that since you have had sex with him you could be blindfolded and pick him out of a group of naked men by his scent alone. We are going to find out. I motion to you to kneel at my side. I attach a collar around your neck. Then I attach your leash. You will be careful not to get your nightie wrinkled. You will notice that the way forward is obscured by mist. You are going to help us find the room your boyfriend is in. In front of us is a long hall with different rooms. All of the doors are closed. Some of them have a name on the door. The hall is mostly obscured with a mist-like cloud. I tug on your collar. You halt because you notice something sexual. You can't hide your arousal from me. I pull on your leash and you resist. I tug it again and begin to lead you down the misty hallway. I let you stop and sniff under the first door. Nothing. I tug your leash and slowly walk you to the next door. It is labeled baseball players. You begin to get harder and sniff vigorously under the door. Your cock is beginning to show a lot of interest. Your cute ass can't help but wiggle with interest at the masculine scent these jocks are putting out. You could be interested in meeting them someday. I try to pull you away but you resist. You are busy sniffing their scent. Your hips are signaling you might be receptive. Someday maybe but not today. It is not him. But close. You want to sniff some more but I jerk the leash firmly and you follow. I lead you to the next door. It is labeled Sissy Boys. You pause and sniff until you seem to lose interest, but your sissy hips express dominance for once and your cock shows some interest. Someday maybe, but not today. I tug the leash again and you reluctantly come along. The next door is labeled Women. You give it a quick sniff and look away waiting for me to lead you away. I lead you to the next door. It is labeled Bodybuilders. You start sniffing eagerly under the door and your cock begins to rise again, but your attention is drawn down the misty hall. Still you go back to sniffing the masculine scent of those big men. Your sissy hips certainly are showing interest. Someday maybe. Just not today. Finally, you stop and stare down the hall at the next door and I pull on your leash. You act as if you have detected a familiar scent of a familiar cock. Not just any cock. Your boyfriend's cock. I jerk the leash to stop you. You pull harder. I jerk it again. You signal to me. Is that him? It must be him. Then I relax the leash and let you sniff the air. You begin to get fully hard knowing his cock is near. His scent is like a beacon directing you to your lover. His scent is imprinted in your mind from your lovemaking in Volume 1 and 2. You are suddenly on your best leash behavior. I lead you to the door and you get fully hard as you begin sniffing under the door. You look at me with a knowing look as your sissy hips signal your excitement. I start to pull you but you tug at your leash. Your cock signals to me. He is in here. I can smell his cock. I knock on the door and your boyfriend answers, naked in the swirling mist. He thanks me, and takes the leash. He lets me in and I sit down at the table. He bends down and kisses you and says, "Here, my sweetheart. Let me remove that collar. I missed you so much. You look really sexy in that nightgown. Do you like it?" You happily go closer to him on your knees and start nuzzling his cock to bond again with your lover's scent. You take his cock in your mouth and begin to explore it with your tongue. You live for the feeling of his cock hardening in your mouth. It always creates a special feeling inside of you that you cannot explain. You wrap your arms around his hips and put your hands on his butt so you can rub his ass while you suck. You will shamelessly suck for all you are worth because you don't want to stop. You have been denied his cock for too long. You sense his orgasm approaching, and your mouth begs for his climax. You need it so bad you are trying to climax him right there. Not yet, my dear. He motions you up and puts his arms around you. He kisses you and slips his hands into your panties and caresses your butt cheeks tenderly as he holds you up against him. He is naked and hard, and you love the feel of his cock touching you. You smile sweetly at him and he takes your hand and leads you to the bed. You are not the least bit shy that the bed is loose and squeaky and neighbors might hear it. You are proud and don't care what they hear. You don't need to hide anything when you are with him. You giggle to yourself as the bed creaks when you lie down. He is quickly becoming a sexual force now. He is completely focused on your sexuality. He massages your nipples and begins kissing you as you begin to lose yourself in passion. Your breath comes in a lustful cadence as he kisses you. You squirm like a teenage bride when his fingers gently squeeze your swollen nipples. You are overtaken with passion as he moves you under him in a 69 position. He has you out of your panties in an instant. You close your eyes and visualize as you feel your cock enter his mouth. You gradually harden as his tongue does its magic. You nuzzle him again and enjoy the feel of his cock leaving damp little kisses on your face. You feel his cock brushing your lips, teasing you. You use your tongue to guide him to your mouth. You rely on your gay instincts to give the blowjob nature intended. You will accept that your sensitive lips and talented tongue were designed for the specific purpose of sucking cock. You will hold him tightly as take as much of his big cock you can. You pleasure his cock as if you had been doing it all your life. There is nothing else in your gay little world but the pleasure you feel as your lover and his cock slides in and out of your mouth. You will do what it takes to bring him the pleasure only you can give. You will hold him tighter still as you sense he is about to climax. As you tease his approaching orgasm along, you are excited knowing he will come soon. You put the finishing touches on his pending orgasm until he finally goes over the edge. You savor each pulse as your boyfriend's sperm floods into your skillful mouth. Free from guilt, you moan like a little sissy as you embrace his hips to suck out every last drop. You are not afraid to moan like a harlot while you cry out what a wonderful lover he is as it is his turn to tease you to climax. It is almost too much to bear as your climax crashes down on you. You don't care who hears you crying out as your seed pulses into his loving mouth. When you are having sex with your boyfriend, you are in his world and nothing else matters to you. When you have come down, he will kiss you gently and you will glow with passion as he snuggles up to you and massages your lovely butt. Your skin is tingling all over from your orgasm, and he is happy to keep you aroused. As you turn to face him, he kisses you and massages your nipples. You squirm and begin to get hard again as your nipples still tickle with energy. He teases you that he wants you to have his baby. You giggle and smile, and kiss him again. I'm sorry, I have to leave you now. I encourage you to come back again. Rest a peaceful rest and listen to my words as we leave trance. You will be careful and discreet and you won't make major changes in your life based on hypnosis. Remember that nothing I have put in your subconscious need be permanent unless you want it to be. It's time to wake up from trance now. If you wish to go to sleep and dream, you may do so, and when you wake up you will be happy and refreshed and out of trance completely. At the count of three you will awake. 1. You are slowly coming out of trance with conscious thoughts entering your mind. 2. You are mostly awake and very happy. 3. You are fully awake with a wonderful attitude and renewed spirit and a new zest for life. Nothing you have experienced here is meant to cause permanent changes in your life unless you want it to. I am not allowing you to make major changes in your lifestyle based on hypnosis.